There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's coolest conversations time at Little Steven's Underground Garage, and this is the Mighty Manfred. Joining me today is Diane Gentile, front woman in Diane and the Gentlemen. The latest release from the New York City band is the EP called Little Things, available from Velvet Elk Records, and it features our coolest song in the world, Perfect People. Let's hear some of that now, and then I'll speak with Diane on your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
There are politics and legal tricks. There's no reason for it all but to please all the unhappy people. There's apathy and immorality. There's empathy in the eyes of sympathetic people. Wake up, take off your makeup, break up.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and today I have the good fortune of speaking with Diane Gentile of Diane and the Gentlemen on our coolest conversations. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Hi, Manfred. I'm really well. How are you?
I'm doing all right, and I'm very happy we have a chance to chat today. You know, the last time we spoke, that was in 2016. A lot of stuff has happened since then, of course. But first, it's about a year ago, almost last year this time, I heard you had suffered from a really freakish accident while on tour overseas. Can you tell us what happened exactly?
Yeah, it's actually almost a year as of November 26th. We were on tour, and my guitar player, Alfonso Velez, was driving, and I was in the passenger seat, and we were driving through Bologna on the highway in Italy. And with my bad luck, just a rock came up. It was hit from the truck in front of us, and it kind of ricocheted up and came right. It cut right through the front windshield of the car. And it basically broke all the bones in my face. It broke my nose, my palate, my orbital, my jaw. I almost lost my eye. So I was in the hospital in Italy for 30 days. I had two amazing surgeons who put me back together. And then I came back and I had like a few other surgeries. But I think that the worst part about the whole thing is that I had to get over 30 hours of anesthesia, and that's like when they put you into a coma.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's basically like, you know, you're not seeing balloons and stuff, like, you know, like maybe if it was opium or methadone induced, but you're actually almost dead. And so when your body goes through that, it takes a lot out of you, and it zaps your energy, you know, so right. I'm getting my energy back. And actually I've got a lot of energy now and I feel really great. And I got this unbelievable opportunity to go back on to tour and to get back on stage. And so we just did a bunch of dates. I did some dates with Joseph Arthur, who is incredible. He's a one man band and he's like one of the originators of the Line Six. And Jesse Malin, of course, who has the most beautiful band ever and the most beautiful record this year, I think, with Sunset Kids, produced by Lucinda Williams. Yeah, so it's been a great, great, great tour.
Well, we're going to talk about a couple of shows you got going on right now. I know you're playing in Cleveland tonight, but I want to talk a little bit about the EP Little Things. That came out July the 26th. Our coolest song of the world this week is off of it, Perfect People. Jesse Malin, he produced it. It's on his label, Velvet Elk Records. Tell me how this project came together.
Well, I had recorded all of the songs prior to me going to Italy. I had had a whole plan. You know, the plan was to go to Italy, come back from Italy, finish up the EP, mm-hmm. get the EP out last year in January, and, you know, be on tour. And I had a whole bunch of other things that I was going to do. I wanted to get the record finished so that the record was out by now. But I guess because of the accident, you know, I was home and everything had to get put on hold. But then in April, I started to get really excited about music again. I really wanted to put the record, the EP out. So I decided to work on that a little bit and just get the mixes done the way I wanted them. One of the cool things about the EP is, I don't know if you know Mark Bosch, who plays with Ian Hunter. But he came in and guest appeared on guitar on Perfect People and on Little Things. And that was so great. My band is like Jason Victor, who plays in a band called the Dream Syndicate that are on Anti Records, who are awesome.
Fine.
And Matt Bazio and Colin Brooks. And we had done the EP, you know, they're on Little Things and Perfect People and Joe. But I asked Mark Bosch to come and join us on Perfect People and Little Things because I just felt like he had a sensibility of like that James Honeyman Scott kind of a, you know, approach to playing guitar on these kind of pop rock tunes that I felt we really, you know, would have been fun. And he did. So it was great.
Is there a full length planned anytime soon?
Yes, there is actually. And it's finished. While I was sitting home recuperating, I finished a lot of the mixes that we had done.
Okay.
There's about four new songs. So I'm going to be putting a full length out that's going to include the 7-inch songs of Motorcycle and Boyfriend, which I actually get asked to play out on tour. It's so great. Like, people are aware out there that, you know, the Underground Garage played the hell out of Motorcycle and the B-side. So, but it's going to include, you know, Motorcycle and Boyfriend, and then these four songs, Little Things, Perfect People, Joe, and Secondhand Heart. And then I have a slew of other songs that are finished. So I'm hoping to get that out in January on New Velvet Elk Records. I'll be playing the 30A Songwriter Festival down in Florida in the Panhandle in January.
Is that something you've done before?
I did it once before, 2 years ago. It's a really, really amazing place. You know, I have friends down there that play, like Will Sexton and Amy LeVere, who are awesome. Will used to have a band called Will and the Kill, and he actually has a solo record coming out now. But so I have friends, they play every year, and I saw Gary Loris there. It's just like filled with a real big handful of super songwriters and bands that are just killer. So this is the second time I get to play.
Well, you admit, I think the last time we spoke, I know you had come out of more of a singer-songwriter, acoustic sort of background. The Gentleman, that was this was like the first real band that you were fronting. Is that correct? Am I remembering that right?
Actually, I was in a band way back called Chain of Command that put out a record. But that was a really cool band. I like being in a band. I like playing songwriter acoustic songs, but for some reason I write rock tunes, and so when I'm out there solo acoustic, it's beautiful and people can hear the lyric, you know, but when you put the band behind you, it has a different flavor to it. And so I had initially recorded a solo record that I went into the studio with called Caught in a Wave. And then I put the band together, and then we just started really, you know, taking it to the next level with the 7-inch and the EP. And the whole band is on the new album, so it is a Diane and the Gentlemen rocking record. But when you do these songwriter festivals, you know, you can take your songs and strip them down.
Right.
And give them a different flavor and play them differently.
Well, let's talk a bit more about our coolest song, Perfect People. We spoke about it briefly. That tune, according to my notes, is credited to the group as a whole. Is that right? Or who came up with the song idea?
Yeah. You know, I always write the lyric and I always come up with the general groove, like the riff. Once I have that, then I bring it into the studio and I share it with the band, and then they give me their inflections on the song. And so for that, you know, I feel like it's a group effort, and I like to credit it to the whole band. I think that they're very instrumental in contributing melody you know, to the general song. But like the idea in my head for Perfect People really came from song from a band called the Sisters of Mercy. And they have this song, which is in my mind, a great song. It's called Vision Thing. And the first line in the song is 25 whores in the room next door. And it's got this killer riff. It's like real fast and real grooving. And it just, I don't know, it was in my head. And I think that that's where I came up with the general groove of Perfect People, just musically, you know. And I had recently been through an experience where I had, I was disillusioned with someone that I had been working with, and I was feeling negative about society, but I also was feeling like, you know, there are really good people in the world. Like, and then I started to think about just humankind and all the people that I've met along the way and the good experiences that I've had and the bad experiences, and then starting to think about how life tumbles that way.
Yeah.
And how, you know, one of the lessons that I've had to learn in life is to be able to manage, you know, the good and the bad situations that happen. And that's where, and then to realize that, you know, I'm not perfect either. And that's really where the song came from.
Very cool. Well, you were on the road right now. I know you played in Toronto last night. Tonight's in Cleveland, Ohio at the Beachland Tavern, both nights with Jesse Malin. Have you ever played the Beachland Tavern before in Cleveland?
No. And I can't tell you how excited I am to play there. It's going to be amazing. Being direct support for Jesse on this particular tour is great because the last tour I was direct support for Joseph and Jesse, so I was the first to open. Though it's been a really successful tour and we've been playing to really good rooms, and people come out early. Like, there are a lot of people out there that really adore live music, and I think they like the experience of connecting with the artists, and so they do come. I wish more would come, but I think that there are a lot that are coming out for the tour.
I'm telling you, Cleveland is a great music town. That the venue is really cool. It's got a vintage shop with clothes and records down in the basement. Mark Letty's one of the owners, just a very cool guy. Been a promoter in Cleveland for many years before he started the Beachland. And I think that used to be the building itself used to be like a Lithuanian or Latvian or Estonian fellowship hall, you know. So there's a large room, and then next door to it is a good sized just a bar with a stage and stuff. And that's a good size room just for most things, you know.
But I think my whole life time. I've always been saying, you know, Cleveland rocks. Like, yeah, I'm ready.
That's right. Well, it will for certain tonight. Now, the EP's title, the new EP, Little Things, and I'd like us to take a listen to that in a moment. What was the inspiration for Little Things? What can you tell me about those little things in the song?
Oh, you know, I think that when you it was a lesson that I needed to learn. Sometimes when you are in a situation where, like, you're with someone who really needs a lot of help, and no matter what it is that you do, it's not making a difference. Or if you're in a situation and you can't seem to find the answer to helping someone out, the only real place that is left is to just think about giving love, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's hard to do. And I know, you know, our society is so riddled with so many issues, and it's a real muddled place right now, you know, yeah, with technology taking over and people losing jobs, an opium epidemic out there, and, you know, grandparents who are raising children. I mean, there are a lot of issues that we don't, as a society, don't pay attention to and we don't talk about. You know, lack of health care, affordable health care for people. And I think there are so many issues that affect people, and they feel sometimes just anxious about the world. And I think that sometimes we forget that it's just really about giving love to each other. I mean, all of those other issues are really, really important. But at the end of the day, when you're ready to just bang your head against the wall, you know, sometimes it's good to sit down and think about the little things in life.
Well, you made a video for Little Things, and certainly visually it communicates a lot of that. Did the folks that made that video also do the motorcycle video for you, or is it different?
No, it's a different group of people. Yeah. Actually, the guy who made the video for Little Things is a guy by the name of Dave Steckert, who I worked with on my first video, Happy. Mm-hmm. And I worked with him on the Little Things video, which I was so excited about because that video was premiered in Rolling Stone magazine and Rolling Stones on rollingstone.com as one of like the 10 best of the week. But that was really exciting. And we had a hoot doing that video. I mean, it was just great. We were out in the middle of nowhere in Matatuck on a dead highway. It was just really fun. But he made this, the Perfect People video also. And that video is going to be a hoot too, because really that video is just a big party. We decided that we didn't want to get heavy because we felt that the lyric was pertinent enough.
Yeah.
And pinpointed. So we decided that we were just going to have a big party. And that's what we did. And so we filmed the party.
Well, I look forward to checking that one out. Diane, thanks so much for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you so much. And thanks to everyone at the Underground Garage and all the DJs and Little Steven for supporting my single again. I'm over the moon about it.
Absolutely. Well, let's give the EP's title song a spin now. Here's Little Things from Diane and the Gentlemen in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Take care of little
Things is the title track to the new EP from Diane and the Gentlemen. Thanks again to Diane Gentile for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Olivia Callahan for producing our podcast. Be sure and join me next week when I'll check in with the prolific prince of power pop, Kurt Baker. He's got a new single out now called Can't Go Back, available from our friends over at Wicked Cool Records. That's your next week's Coolest Conversations, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage.
There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.